You hear zich all the time, zich, but the zich, zich has a specific meaning. It means a reflexive. Okay, fine, let's go on. Yes, let's pick up the Gemara from Umi Afin and Mina. Right halfway down Sarah Chesem and Beis. Umi Afin and Mina. So the Gemara says, Umi Afin and Mina, is this true that we're going to have from Zeraya B'Sheila, you say that you need to have Shishim or Mea, or Maka Disle, or Maka Disle. But Tanya, I'm going to limp in a Braisa, Zeh Heter Abom Michlal Issa. Now, we don't have the whole Braisa, so we don't know exactly what the Braisa is going on. I think it's probably going on the Din of the Tanakam of Shemuel of Zeraya B'Sheila. It's really b'sheila, and then the special, then the special tzitzamim. So the Braisa says, "Zeh heter abom mechalisa." That this is a mix. This thing that really b'sheila is mutter. You could be mevashel with really with the ayah. That's a heter abom mechal. In general, this would be awesome. So the Gemara limutei mai, zeh limutei mai. What does the Braisa mean? My love limutei kol yisurim shibatayr. Braisa says kol yisurim shibatayr don't have the heter of shishim, or don't have the heter of zeh b'sheila. So what does the Gemara think? In this Havamina, that the Braisa means Zeh Heter Abom Mechal Issa, the way the Gemara now is setting up the Kasha. It's a Kasha in Bar Kapar. Bar Kapar holds that we learn our race from Zoraya B'Sheila, that Kol HaTorah Kulo is like Zoraya B'Sheila. Here it says, no, only Zoraya B'Sheila is Heter Abom Mechal Issa, and Kol HaTorah Kulo is also. So what exactly would that look like if in Kol, when the Gemara, the way the Gemara thinks down in the Havamina, and Kol HaTorah Kulo is also? What would that look like? Is that the size? Like, what would that be? So, according to other Rishonim, that the din of Shishim is a shear in the Sinas Tam. That if you have Shishim, the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara, it's a shear in the Sinas Tam. If you have Shishim, it's an asmachta, really. But there's a drush here, an asmachta, that when you have Shishim, you could rely that there's no Tam. So, if it's a het abom mechal iser, that would mean that a kolater kulo, you can't rely that there's no Tam. That's the way things are happening. A kolater kulo, you can't rely on Shishim to tell me that there's no Tam. So then what would be the halacha? If the way the Gemara thinks now, if in Kol HaTorah Kulo, there would be no limud from Zeraya B'Sheila, you wouldn't be able to rely on Shishim to know that there's no time. So then what would be the halacha? What would you then do?
Kfeila.
Stam a kfeila. That would mean that in Kol HaTorah Kulo, you can't rely on Shishim. You have to have a kfeila. Okay, so that I could understand. It's such a hamina. The Gemara thinks, it says in the Braisa, only by Zeraya B'Sheila can you rely on Shishim. Kol HaTorah Kulo, you can't rely on Shishim. But you have to have a kfeila. I mean, b'mina, it's not really shayach a kveila. Talking zoy b'sheila, mean b'mina, you really can't have a kveila. So it will be in the havamina, zeh heter abom mechal issa. I'm not even sure. What would be? You can't give it to a kveila. So what would be? Maybe b'mina would not be bottle. Maybe b'mina would not be bottle because you need a kveila and you don't have one. But what about if you're Rashi? Rashi learns that zoy b'sheila has nothing to do with time. In fact, Rashi holds that by Zeraya B'Sheila could very well be that there is time. So Rashi, at the beginning of the sukkah, said that by Zeraya B'Sheila, for all we know, maybe it is nice in time. Maybe if it would be min m'sheni mini, Rashi says maybe it would be nice in time. So Rashi thinks, at least if you hold Royim, maybe it is nice in time. That's not the din of Zeraya B'Sheila. The shishim of Zeraya B'Sheila, according to Rashi, is not to get rid of the time. And in fact, Rashi says that even if it's badaknu v'loyav taima, even if we know that it's not nice in time, you still need to have Zeraya B'Sheila. So we've been learning the whole time that Rashi learns that Zeraya B'Sheila is a din in Bittul B'Rayv. That the din in Shishin that we learn out from Zeraya B'Sheila, by Kapar's Halach of Zeraya B'Sheila, is a din Bittul B'Rayv, that Isurim are not, are Bottle B'Shishin. And the Gemara says now it's Heta B'Alma Chalisa, special only by Zeraya B'Sheila. So then what would be in Kol HaTorah Kulo? The Gemara is Havamina, Zeh Heta B'Alma Chalisa. So what Chara will be saying, that in Kol HaTorah Kulo, Shishim is not enough to be mevatel b'rayv. So then, what would be taka? What everything would be? So then, there'd be no bitul b'rayv. I mean, if it's not shishim, then what is it? Somebody not having me, right? Has a having me? No, zel het avam chalisa. Then in kol haTorah kulo by zoya b'sheila, there's bitul b'shishim. But And kol ha-perakula, there's no bitul v'shishin. That means that it's a filu be'alav le'batul. So what kind of having is that? Does it have a meaning that? So maybe the Gemara only means by min b'minay. That's already a bais teretz. We're not up to a bais teretz yet. A little bit strange over here. That how could the Gemara entertain? I mean, maybe it's not the end of the world. Yeah, nechrami. It would be. We don't know what it means. It would mean something we don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But that's good for the Gemara's kasha. Rabbi Bais doesn't seem to make any sense. But it says that zehoheta bo machalisa that in kol ha-terekulu you don't have bitul v'shishim. Bitul v'shishim is not enough. And vice versa, you need to have. It's not enough, so it's an advice that there's no bittul. Anyway, what is my answer? It's going like a bihuda. The al min b'mini is not bottle. Enjoy b'shel is doch min b'mini. And it says over here that min b'mini loy. So min b'mino in general is not bottle. But here there's a het abam b'chalisa that we ignore the fact that it's min b'mino. So we take off the fact that it's min b'mino, but it still needs bittul, and the bittul is b'shishim. So from here we can learn out to min b'she'enei minoi. We'll see in Rashi in a second. We can learn out from Zoya b'sheila to min b'she'enei minoi that you have to have shishim for the bittul. Zoy b'shel itself happens to be min b'minoi. Min b'minoi really, it should be like Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minoi le'botel. So it says, no, we don't give it the chaymer of min b'minoi. But but at the end of the day, it's so fine. So it doesn't have the chaymer of min b'minoi, but it's like min b'shein minoi at least. Min b'shein minoi should be botel chad betreish. Shteito, here it says in Dvei Sakos, that you need to have shishim going out from here to all other, to min b'shein minoi, that you need to have shishim. Let's hear Rashi inside. And here by the aisle it is bottle, so that's het tabo mechalis. Min b'mina is loy bottle, and here by the aisle, despite the fact that it's min b'mina, it's bottle. Lahochi omer omer zehu, so that's the zehu. The loy alfinin minay to be bottle min b'mina. So we don't learn that from the other min b'mina. Other min b'mina remains also. This is het tabo mechalis. Aval min b'she'enim minay alfinin minay. But min b'she'enim, meaning we do learn out the mayo v'shishim l'makid isle l'makid isle. In fact, the Gemara the ligma minay. So gashil b'tulim min b'minay. Why not learn out from zoy b'shelah to min b'minay too? Like mechatesa, if we have a limud from zoy b'shelah is min b'minay. So let's learn out from zoy b'shelah. Since only I always learn to min b'minay. To min b'mina, why limit it to min b'she'enei mina? Less than that, to min b'mina is bottle. So the Gemara answers: Goli Rachmana v'lochach from dam aparam midam asor, tshuvaya b'hadei adoni ninu v'loy bottle. The Torah says lochach from dam aparam midam asor. The Adavah Yadua, the dam aparam is more than the dam asor, and the Torah says that it's still called dam asor. It's still called the kiyum of matonis of dam asor. So you see that the dam asor is not bottle and dam apar. So this is the mokah for Rabbi Yehuda, the min b'mina loy bottle. The Gemara says in the Nochas that Chachamim say. That no, it's only eaten by oilim. Oilim ain't mevatim zeset, like carbonus, things that are oila and oila for matonus and the mizbeach. So they don't have bittul. But mid b'mino in general has bittul. This year Rashi, v'lochach midam apar midam asor v'achay ma'is gad beikonis and mizbeach apnimi v'kasov Rabbi Yehuda shemar adam shneim l'kli echad v'adov yedu shadam apar meruba midam asor v'korli dam asor amalei mevatilim. From Dama Parva Dama Soyer, a Bidulin Zat Min Bimino Loy Bottle, and therefore Zroya B'Sheila, even though it's also Min Bimino, we say it's an exception. The rule is learned out from Dama Parva Dama Soyer. Fekdigamo, my Choses. Let's learn out the rule from Zroya B'Sheila. We'll say that Dama Parva Dama Soyer is the exception. Let's make the rule Zroya B'Sheila. So there's an obvious problem in the Gemara, the Ramban asks. Sounds like the Gemara holds that the Gemara's kasha is that there's taka stira between Dama Parva, Dama Sar on the one hand and Zroi B'Sheila on the other. But Dama Parva, Dama Sar says Mimino Le Bottle. But Zroi B'Sheila says that Mimino is Bottle. affect the Gemara. My chazis that we learn out from Dama Parva, Dama Sar, the Mimimino is loy bottle. Let's learn out from Zroya B'Sheil, the Mimimino is bottle. At the Ramban, where's there a steer of a chala? By Zroya B'Sheil, it says that you need bittel B'Shishim. By Dama Parva, Dama Sar, it says that Dama Sar is not bottle, but Dama Par. You know why Dama Par is not bottle, but why Dama Sar is not bottle, but Dama Par? Because it's not Shishim. It says Adoba Yadu that Dama Par is Mirum with Dama Sar. It doesn't say anywhere that Adoba Yadu that Dama Par is 60 times the Dama Sar. Not Mistabri even. So where's the steer of the Chal? Where's there a steer here between these two psukim? Why is this my chosis? Gemara says better than that. Then it's not a steer altogether. How can I be Hudal and that? Maybe me the bottle from Dama Par with Dama Sar. Where's the limud? Dama Par is not Dama Sar is not bottle, but Dama Par, not because Mimimim is not bottle. It's not bottle because you need shishim. So the Ramban answers the enechinami, that's really what the Gemara means. When it says my chazus, doesn't really mean literally my chazus. Why you learn out from Zoya B'Sheila that Mimimino? Why you learn out from Dama Par that Mimimino is not bottle? Let's learn out from Zoya B'Sheila that Mimimino is bottle. Even though that's what the word sounds like. But what it really means to ask is, where do you see a steer between the Pesukim and all? Maybe Mimimino. That's a question of Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, where do you see in Dama Par and Dama Zoya that Mimimino is not bottle? Well, Mimimino is bottle, but when you have shishim, like it says by Zoya B'Sheila. So Kilo Mor is saying, my chos is to learn out from Dama Parva, Dama Sar, the Mimimi is not bottle at all. Learn out from Zoya B'Sheila that it's bottle B'Shishim, and that's good for the Pshat in Dama Parva, Dama Sar. That calls the Achnis into the words of the Gemara. That's the Ramban learns Pshat in the Gemara. And the Teretz will work, the Gemara's Teretz will work for that version of the question. Rashi Sosin, Rashi doesn't say, maybe Rashi holds that way also. Others want to say different teretz that maybe the din of shishim is a Rashi ben Yevamos that I don't remember what that. There's a Rashi ben Yevamos who says that the whole shir of shishim is only shayach by yisuri achilu. Presumably the shitosa that the shir of shishim, like most rishonim learn, is a shir in nesinas tam. So nesinas tam is by yisuri achilu. By we had in the Rashi, the Rashi of the tam kicker is only by yisuri achilu. Not by tumah v'tara. There's no tam kicker. Well, derech zeh, the Rashi says that the shir of shishim, which is the yisoidei gebeit on the idea of nesinas tam, it's according to all the Rishonim, that's in an Asmachta, it's an Asmachta, it's based on the idea of Nesinas Tam. So that's only a din by Yisuri Achila. By Dama Par, Dama Sar, Shishim is irrelevant. Either it's bottled by Chad Betray, or it's not bottled at all. There's no mokum to say Shishim by Dama Par, Dama Sar. Ramban doesn't say that, and it's interesting to think about why the Ramban doesn't say that, but that's the teretz of the Rashi. In Rashi, I'm not sure that teretz is available. Because that teretz makes sense only if you learn that Shishim is a Shir in Nesinas Tam. But the whole thing that we were learning in Rashi is that the Shir Shishim is a Shir in Bittel. It's not a Shir in the Sinas Tam. It's a Shir in the Bittel of the Plato. So then, why should it be limited? It's Tam. It's a Shir of Bittel. It's a Shir of Acherav Lahatis. So then, why should it be limited to Yisurei Achilo? There's another way to learn the Gemara's Kasha. This I didn't see in Rishayna, but Chayim talk best a little bit. Maybe the Gemara means like this: that Be'emes Shishim is an Asmachta. There's really no din of Shishim. So where in the world of an Asmachta Shishim is a din of Shishim? The Raisa doesn't know about Shishim. So the Raisa Avada is a steer between Zroya B'Sheila and Dama Parva Dama Sar. In Dama Parva Dama Sar, it says that Min B'Mila is not Bottle Chad B'Trei. It's not Bottle B'Roiv. And in Zroya B'Sheil, it says that the Zroya is Bottle B'Roiv in the Ayah. So, yeah, I mean, the Abonim, there's this concept of Shishim. So that would reconcile the Psukim. If we do Shishim, we could reconcile the Psukim. But the Shishim is a Drabonim. You can't use a Drabonim to answer a steer in the Psukim. No, in the Deraisa level of Ayah, there's a steer in the Psukim. By Dama Par Dama Sar, it says that Min B'Mino is not Botel Chad B'Trei. By Zroya B'Sheil, it says that the Zroya is Botel in the Ayah. So we can't answer, yeah, but maybe the answer is we can reconcile the psukim by saying, well, it's shishim. The reason why dama par is not bottle, why dama sor is not bottle and dama par, because it lacks shishim, and mezrei b'sheli have shishim. Shishim is an asmach debayam, a vadim adraisa, no such thing as shishim. So, I mean, adraisa, it's a seer. So, maybe that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara can't answer that shishim will reconcile the psukim, because the Gemara knows that there's a student, that shishim is only their abonim. So Gemara says, "Avadim midiraisa." There's a story in the psukim. So what do you? So Rabbi Yehuda learns that from the Minu. And what happens, Rabbi Yehuda learns that from Dama Par that the Minu lebotel. My chosis, why are you learning that from Dama Par by Dama Sora? The Minu is not bottle. Learn that from Zoya B'Shelo. You see, by Zoya B'Shelo, the Minu is bottle. It's interesting that the Ramban doesn't give this teretz. That's also hard. Why did the Ramban not say this teretz? The Ramban is from the Rishonim of old. All the Rishonim of old. The Ramban also holds that the Drosh is only in Asmachta. Shishim is only. It's really a dinas. It's only in Asmachta. It's only that smachta. Ramban explains why it's only that smachta. He says, it doesn't say in the Torah that the Zoya has to be, the isle has to be 60 times the size of the Zoya. It happens to be that the Zoya is 60 times the size of the isle is 60 times the size of the Zoya. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't say in the Torah you need to have shishim. That's only in a smachta. So it's perplexing why the Ramban didn't say this Torah. It's a very good Torah. For the Ramban doesn't say this. That's so clear to me. But this is also not available to Rashi, because we've been seeing Shitas Rashi, is that Zoya B'Shele is the limud gom midiraisa, it's not an asmachta. Yeah, so in Rashi, L'chara, you have to say, no, it's very sosum in Rashi, L'chara, you have to say, like the Teres that the Ramban says, which is that in Echanami, when the Gemara says my chosus, what the Gemara really means, not so much my chosus, less than that from Zoya. The my chosus really means, how do you learn that from Parva Dama, sorry, the meaning is not bottle. Let's learn that from Zoya B'Shele, that mimimino is bottle b'shishim, and that'll itself be the pshat in dama parva dama posoda. The reason why it's not bottle is because it's not, there's no shishim. So what is going to be my answer? Chiddush lumi chiddush legamino. Dama zoya b'shele is a chiddush. Chiddush legamino. What's the chiddush of zoya b'shele? Where does it spell it out? So Rashi says the chiddush is the lechatchila het the levatel issa. It's a chiddush that we lechatchila we're mevatel. Charashim means normally the rule is ain't mevatel nisa lechatchila. Here it's a chiddush not only that the zoya b'di'evit is bottle in the aisle, but lechatchila that's what Torah tells you to do to be mevatel zoya in the aisle. So that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush like aminu. Yeah, there's a whole discussion. The rabbis. The pastor says that ain't mevatel nisa lechatchila is only the rabbanim. From Rashi, it's mashma that the din of ein mevatel nisa lechatchila is a din deraisa, because if it's not a din deraisa, then it's not a chiddush. Again, Rashi's not working in the world of asmachta. Rashi's working that we're dealing with serious drushes over here. We can't learn that from Zoya B'Shele, because Zoya B'Shele is a chiddush that the Torah allows a din mevatel nisa lechatchila. He was mashma that in general the rule is ein mevatel nisa lechatchila. Rashi and Beis, they bring the Rashi and Beis in that mashma that way. Rashi and Beis is a mashma that ain't and this lechatchil is only din derabbanan. Other Rishonim say that the chiddush here is not that you're allowed to be mevatel this lechatchil. That's maybe not a chiddush. The chiddush is that it's a mitzvah to be mevatel this lechatchil. Zul shemano. Maybe no issue, but to say that the Torah should prescribe lechatchila, this is the mitzvah, the way you have to do Zoya B'Shele, is dafka to mevatel issa, that's a chiddush even on the deraisa level. Akaponim Moses says chiddush shumi chiddush legamino. In fact, the Gemara, Yehochi lemei v'shishim nami leligman. Telling me it's a chiddush, you can't learn that from Zoya B'Shele. So how do you learn that mei v'shishim from Zoya B'Shele? And for the Gemara, Oto anan lekula gaminim. L'chumah gaminim, the midrashi brew bottle. The thing that we're learning out from Zoya B'Shele is a chumah that you need to have shishim. Without Zoya B'Shele, I would say you don't need to have shishim. Zoya B'Shele is machmir that you need to have shishim. Zoya B'Shele comes with chumah that you need to have shishim. The feed of Rishonim will learn that the shir of shishim is a shir in the sinas tam. So they talk and discuss. Why is that a chumrah? Jesus talks about it a little bit. Why is that a chumrah? Maybe that's a kula. Without shishim, without the parsha of Zoya B'Shele, I would say you need to have a kfeila. You need to actually determine that it's nice and time. Maybe it's a chiddush you can rely on shishim to tell me that it's not nice and time. Lefi Rashi, that's not shared at all. Rashi learns that we're not talking about Nesinas Tam. Nesinas Tam, if Tam kikis the Raisa, you have to give it to Kfeila. You really do have to give it to Kfeila. Tam kikis the Rabbana, so Tam is a Tam kikis the Rabbana. But whatever it is, we're not busy over here with Nesinas Tam. The Shia of Shishim has nothing to do with Nesinas Tam. The Shia of Shishim has to do with Bitl Beroy. And without the Pasuk of Zoya B'Shela, says Rashi, without the Pasuk of Zoya B'Shela, we bottle Chad B'Trey. And the parsha Zoya B'Shela is to tell me Chad B'Trey is not enough, even though it says Achirabim L'Hatik, here you need a bitl of Shishim. This is the Rashi, which really Mufurish in the Rashi, that the Nidin over here is not a, that Shishim is not a Shir of Nesinas Tam. Because the Gemara says that it's a Chumra, and Rashi, the Chumra is, because really Achirabim L'Hatik is Chad B'Trey. And here it says you need to have Shishim. So Shir of Shishim was a Shir of Nesinas Tam, then without the Shir of Shishim, then I would say Kvelo. Or some other Shir of Nesinas Tam. The Nidin is not Nesinas Tam. The Nidin, the Din of Shishim. The Drosh of Shishim is to tell me you can't rely merely on Achirabim L'Hatis and Chad B'Trey, but there's a Chumra that you have to have Bittul, you have to have Bittul the Shishim, and a Chumra we can learn from Zoya B'Shel, even though it's a Chiddush. So it says in this Gemara that Zoya B'Shel B'Etzim is a Chiddush. And from a Chiddush you cannot learn out a Kula. But you can learn out a Chumra. So this, by the way, is the answer to the question of my chosis, the way the Ramban interpreted the question. Why don't we reconcile the psukim? Maybe everything's b'shishim, and dama parva dama sor is not botul because it lacks shishim. The answer is because then we would be learning out a kula. Because if I only had the pasuk of dama parva dama sor, that was the only pasuk that I had. So what would I say? Min minin is what? It's not botul. It's just bitul b'roiv. So it says in dama parva dama sor that min minin is not botul b'roiv. Now you want to learn from Zoya B'Shela that it's Batul L'Shishim, so what are you learning out of Chumra or Kula? It's a Kula. Like this, I would say, Dama Parva, Dama Sor, it's not Batul L'Roiv, it's not Batul L'Roiv, so I feel a bell. Now you're coming along and say, no, but at 60, you already do it, but that's a Kula. Like, I mean, you can't learn out of Kula from Zoya B'Shela. So if a Min Mimina remains, a Mimina is not Batul at all. Mashenke, Min Mishayna Minoi, Min Mishayna Minoi without a Pasuk would be what? Be Batul L'Roiv, after Abel Hattis. Comes along Zoya B'Shela and says, no, Bitul L'Roiv is not enough, you have to have Shishim. That's the Shtabugama. So just first of all, I just want to, just to double push it, but just to make sure, that just to clear it away. It says in this Gemara that since Rav Shel is a Chiddush, Mechiddush Lagamin, you can't learn out, you cannot learn out a Kula from Rav Shel, but a Chumra you could learn out. By Bosa B'Cholov, the Gemara says that if Bosa B'Cholov is a Chiddush, then you cannot learn out the Chumra of time of Olay Mamashe. Rav holds Basa B'Cholov is a Chiddush, and therefore you don't learn out time of Olay Mamashe. Why? Time of Olay Mamashe is a Chumra. The Agamar says that a Chumra you could learn out from a Chiddush. What's the answer? It's still a Pasha. Yeah.
For Basa B'Cholov, Rashi really says that the whole Chiddush is the whole to be an 80. But here he says the Chiddush is that the Torah was meekly.
Basa B'Cholov is a Chiddush l'Chumra. Zoya B'Shela is a Chiddush l'Kula. No, by Basa B'Cholov, what's the Chiddush? The Torah L'Kulu Yoyma, it should be Mutter, it's Mutter, and here, there was a Torah, by Basa B'Cholov, the Chiddush of Basa B'Cholov is a Chiddush of a Chumrah, that the Torah said, Torah is Machmer by Basa B'Cholov, because really, Torah L'Kulu Yoyma, nothing happens. So, you see that the Basa B'Cholov, Be'etzim, is not really a problem. The fact that one is nice and time and the other is not a problem. And yet when you cook it, the Torah says that despite the fact that if you cook it, the Torah comes along and it's a machmir and says that it's osur. So the fact that it's osur is a chiddush. It should be mutter. And Torah comes along because Torah Kulu Yoyim should be mutter, or because each one is heter by itself. It ought to be mutter. By the regular rules of logic, Basa B'Cholov should be mutter. The different Rashi and Tosfos argue what exactly is the Chiddush. Is the Chiddush that Shneim in Heter, or is the Chiddush that he Torah like Kulu Yoyma? But whatever it is, the Chiddush is that by the regular rules of logic, by our logic, it should be Mutter. And Torah came along and said that it's awesome. So that's a Chumrah. The Chiddush is the Chumrah. So you can't learn out a Chumrah from a Parsha that's since the Torah is Machmir by Basa B'Cholov to make it also, even though logically it should be Mutter, so you can't learn out Chumrahs from Basa B'Cholov La'alam. Maybe the Torah is very machmer by Basa B'Cholov, so that's why it asks the time of Leima Moshe. Other parshas in the Torah, where the Torah wasn't so machmer by them, so maybe they don't have that chumrah. Zoya B'Shela is punkt verkehrt. Zoya B'Shela is a kula. The Torah, the chiddush of Zoya B'Shela is a kula that you can be batal is a lechatilah. The Zoya B'Emes is osur. Normally, I would say if it's also you can't be mivatel lechatchila, certainly couldn't be a mitzvah to be mivatel lechatchila. Came along the Torah was mekel to be mivatel lechatchila. So this is a parsha that's mechudish. It's a parsha that's mechudish in its kula. A parsha that's mechudish in its kula, you can't learn out kulas from. But chumers of adi can learn out. Again, it's tava chaymer. Madach vayzoy v'sheila. We see the Torah is mekel, and yet there's a chumra that you need to have shishim. So in kol Torah kula, where the Torah wasn't so mekel, about you have the chumra that you need to have shishim. So it's exactly the mirror image of what it'll be by Basar B'chalav. Basar B'chalav, if I found kulas by Basar B'chalav, I could learn them out. But I can't learn out a chumr from Basar B'chalav because Basar B'chalav is in the chudash on the chumr side. Zoy B'shele is faket. I can't learn out. Zoy B'shele is faket. But Zoy B'shele, I can't learn out. Zoy B'shele is a chidish l'kula. So I could learn out chumrs, but I can't learn out kulas. There's a kasha here. Rashi and Kufches in Abaye. Abaye says Basar B'chalav is Bem is not a chiddush. And from Basar B'chalav we see the time of Leima Moshe is also. And we learn out from Basar B'chalav to call it Harkul, that the time of Leima Moshe is also, because Basar B'chalav is not a chiddush. So says Abaye, so why isn't it Basar? So maybe even Be'elef? The Torah said Basar B'chalav is also. Where does it say anywhere in Torah that who said that you have to have you have to have Nesinus Tam? Maybe she feel the elephant bottle. So Rashi to the Gemara says, no, since Basar B'chalav is not a chiddush, we learn out from elsewhere to Basar B'chalav, that just like elsewhere, if it's not nice in time, it's mutter, so by Basar B'chalav also, if it's not nice in time, it's mutter. And where's the elsewhere? What did Rashi say? Zoy B'shela. We learn out from Zoy B'shela that Hecha Deleka Taima Mishtaya. There's a big mokam in here. One second. We're learning out from Zoy B'shela, Koin Tabai, we're learning out from Zoy B'shela that hecha the leka time of mishtayim. Without Zoy v'sheila, I would say, you see by Basar B'chalav, that I feel a bit elef le'bottom. Rav is doich, he says, no, derech bishlam retor, but Abai doesn't have it. So Abai says, if I didn't have anything else, if I only had the parasha of Basar B'chalav, I would say that Yisurim and Abotel, I feel a bit elef. Maybe from Basar B'chalav, we'd even learn out to call it terkul. So I need a limud from somewhere, that hecha the leka time of mishtayim. And the limud is from Zoy v'sheila, from Zoy v'sheila, lent min arois, that hecha the leka time of mishtayim. So what's the kasha? It's a kasha. It's a kula. So what are we learning out from Zoya B'Shela? A kula. That Hechad Lekatai Mishtai. And our Gemara says you can't learn out kulas from Zoya B'Shela because Zoya B'Shela is a chiddush l'kula. You can only learn out chumash from Zoya B'Shela. You can't learn out kulas from Zoya B'Shela. And it's mamish analogous. What's going on in our Gemara? The Gemara in our Gemara is really min b'minoi should be is a filo be'elef le'bot. It's not bottle at all. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Less than that from Zoya B'Shela, that it is bottle. That it is bottle. So the Gemara, no, that's a cooler. You can't learn out a cooler from Zoya B'Shela. So that Kufches, it's exactly the same thing. I want to learn out from Basar B'Chalav that I feel a bit bottle. So what do we do? No, he says Zoya B'Shela, learn out from Zoya B'Shela that it is bottle. It's not exactly the same thing. So how can, and the Gemara, it has to, how you learn it? How does a buyer want to learn out from Zoya B'Shela that they could like a time to start?
Since
I went out, why, if I didn't have Zoya B'Shela, then Basar B'Chalav would be Buddha, also Afilu Be'elef, and then Kol HaTorah Kula would also be also Be'elef.
It would be a Chiddush.
Basar B'Chalav is not a Chiddush, Koin Tabai.
Only because it's learned out from
no, Basar B'Chalav is Be'etz, not a Chiddush. He doesn't have, the Rabbi doesn't have the Svara of, Rabbi holds Basar B'Chalav is not a Chiddush. So if it's not a Chiddush, and if it says in Basar B'Chalav it's Afilu Be'elef like Bottle, so Kol HaTorah Kula won't be Bottle, Afilu Be'elef. Yeah.
Did we say that it's not a chiddush because it learns a din of itself from Shari Surin? No? So once you cut off.
No, that's the result of it not being chiddush. That's not the cause of it not being chiddush. The nidin, if it's a chiddush or not, is a nidin pazich. It's a nidin by itself. Is it a chiddush or not a chiddush? Rava says it's a chiddush, Abai says it's not a chiddush. Abai proves that it's not a chiddush. He says, because if Basar B'Chalav would be a chiddush, then I wouldn't be able to learn out Basar B'Chalav from anywhere else. And Basar B'Chalav, we also have Filu B'Elef. And the Mishnah says Basar B'Chalav is not also B'Elef. It's only been seen as Tam. It's muchach that basa b'cholov could be learned out from elsewhere, which means that it's muchach that basa b'cholov is not a chiddush, which means that basa b'cholov, if it's not a chiddush, could also teach out to other things, and that's a mocker for time of leima mashu. That's how Bai goes. He says, I learned that from basa b'cholov to elsewhere. The time of leima mashu is also because basa b'cholov is not a chiddush. And how do I know basa b'cholov is not a chiddush? Because if basa b'cholov would be a chiddush, then I wouldn't be able to learn out kulos from elsewhere to basa b'cholov. And then basa b'cholov we also feel be'elif. So our kochah basa b'cholov is not a chiddush. But that's all the result. But basa b'cholov is not a chiddush is just a statement. What's the question? And Agamemnon says, Rav Yehuda learns out from Dama Parva Dama Soyer that by Minda Minoy is Hafilu Be'elef Le'Botish. And that's the rule, according to Rav Yehuda, that's the din. Minda Minoy is not Botish Hafilu Be'elef. So the Gemara asked, let's learn out from Zroya B'Shelo that it's not true. That Minda Minoy could be Botish. So the Gemara, no. That means you're learning out a kula from Zoray B'Shele. Meaning it could be bottle. But kula, you can't learn out. You can't learn out kula from Zoray B'Shele. And what's on Kukhes? Same thing. The Abai says, Bosu B'Cholov is not a chiddush. Because Bosu B'Cholov is and it's not a chiddush. The Abai says, Bosu B'Cholov really should be also a field. That's the main thing. The fact that Bosu B'Cholov is not even a chiddush is not a chiddush, not even the main thing. The main thing in Abaye for Linyanenu, Bosu B'Cholov without any limudim should be Osar Filu Be'elef. Bosu B'Cholov by right should be Osar Filu Be'elef. It doesn't say in the Torah else anywhere that it needs time. Should be Osar Filu Be'elef. And Faket, Abaye says, if it's Osar Be'elef, then Kol HaTorah Kulo is also going to be Osar Be'elef. We'll learn out from Bosu B'Cholov to everything. Everything's Osar Filu Be'elef. So how do I know that that's not true? Says Abaye, because we'll learn out from Zeruya. We learn out from Zeruya B'Shele. Zeruya B'Shele, I learned that Isurim could be bottled with Shishim. Not stop at Eliphas, but Shishim. Isurim could be bottled. That's a kula. We learn out a kula from Zeruya B'Shele. How do we learn a kula from Zeruya B'Shele? I had a machshava maybe. L'chaim rakushi, I don't know. Maybe it's a trick. I had a machshava. What's the kula of Zeruya B'Shele? What makes it a chiddush? What makes Zeruya B'Shele a chiddush? That's the fact that you can be mevatel isur lechatchila. That's a chiddush. Normally you can't be mevatel isur lechatchila. To chiddush here, you can be mevatel isur lechatchila. Let's say I did not have the limud from Zeruya B'Shele. Zeruya B'Shele is a chiddush. I can't learn out from it that it happened like a time in Mishtaria. So what would be the din by Basa B'Cholov? The Osar Filu Be'elef. And then what would be the din in Kol HaTorah Kulo? Also, it would be Osar Filu Be'elef. That means in Kol HaTorah Kulo, there would be no such thing as Bitl. In that universe, that alternate universe, in which in Kol HaTorah Kulo, there is no such thing as Bitl. But by Zoya B'Shele, there is Bitl. Is it still a Chiddush that you can be rattled until Chathil by Zoya B'Shele? It's only a chiddush because it's unusual. It's not like everywhere else. Everywhere else, you can't be mevatel isur lechatchila. By Zeruya B'Shele, you could. Oh, it's a chiddush. But in this universe, in which there's no such thing as bittul anywhere else except by Zeruya B'Shele. So then, Can we still say that in Kol HaTorah Kulu you're not allowed to be Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila? What would that even mean? Maybe you could be Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila in Kol HaTorah Kulu, but there's no such thing as Bittul in Kol HaTorah Kulu. So if we're going to learn out from Basar V'Cholov that there's no such thing as Bittul Barib at all, and everything's also Afilu B'Elef, and only Zroya B'Sheila has Bittul, then the fact that by Zroya B'Sheila you could be Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila would not be a Chiddush. Because what's Mechudush? Everywhere else, there's no such thing as bittul. So the fact that by zroi v'sheil you can be mevatel issur l'chatchila is not a chiddush. The only chiddush of zroi v'sheil is just the halacha itself that it is bottle. So that's not called a chiddush. Maybe that's a limud that you see that there's bittul b'shishim. It's only after we learn out from zroi v'sheil that there's bittul b'shishim and kol HaTorah kula. But everywhere else in the Torah with this bittul b'shishim, it's only b'di'evad, but not l'chatchila. And by Zroya B'Sheila, you can do it L'Chatchila. Now Zroya B'Sheila has this extra element of Chiddush that you can be Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila. So then we're talking about Yehuda, Klapi Min B'Minoi. So now we can say, well, Zroya B'Sheila has a Chiddush, because even if it's not Min B'Minoi, we don't treat it like Min B'Minoi, but it has this element of Chiddush that you can be Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila. By Min B'Sheila Minoi, you can't do that. There is Bittul, but only B'Di'evad, not L'Chatchila. So now Zroya B'Sheila becomes a Chiddush. Kitzer, I'm saying a trick. That Zroya B'Sheila is only a Chiddush after I know that elsewhere in the world is a Parsha Bittul. But only B'di'evad, not L'Chatchila. And Zroya B'Sheila is B'tul, even L'Chatchila. So that's a Chiddush. The Chiddush L'Gamino. But in this alternate universe in which we learn out from Basar B'Cholov, there's no such thing as B'tul at all. At least we want to say that. Let's learn out from Basar B'Cholov, there's no such thing as B'tul at all. So we say, no, what do you mean? Zroya B'Sheila, you say, Echad L'Katayim Mishtar. You can't say, well, Zroya B'Sheila is a Chiddush because you're Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila. Well, what Chiddush? Why is that a Chiddush? If there's... The alternative is to say that in Kol HaTorah Kulu there's no such thing as Bittul. If in Kol HaTorah Kulu there's no such thing as Bittul, then Zroya B'Sheila doesn't have the Chiddush of Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila. Anyway, I don't know if this is a good teretz or not. It's a little too clever by half to be a really, I don't know. The Kasha is certainly a shtaka Kasha. Yeah.
Wouldn't the Chiddush be the existence of Bittul itself?
Yeah, but that's not a Chiddush because that we can learn after Kol HaTorah Kulu. It's only a chiddush if there's something in Zroya B'Sheila that we know that we're not going to learn after Kol HaTorah Kulu. I mean, Hagufa Kasha, we could ask that as a kasha all by itself. If it says in Zroya B'Sheila that you can be Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila, so let's learn after Kol HaTorah Kulu, you can be Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila. And then it's not a chiddush. You know, somehow there seems to be, if we take the Rashi seriously, there seems to be somehow a limud somewhere that ain't Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila. It's very shver. I mean, Rashi Beis is mashmud, it's altogether drabon. And Akhapanim a limud, Lema Tzimud, there's a limud that ain't Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila. And here I have a lima that you could be mevatel issur l'chatchila. So it's takakasha all by itself. I don't know what to do with that. But that seems to be a given in Rashi. Somehow we have there must be some drasha somewhere that you're not allowed to be mevatel issur l'chatchila. And here you could. So that's called a chiddush. But if it says bittul by Zroya B'Sheila, and we learn out from Zroya B'Sheila to everything wherever else, then that's not a chiddush. That's just a binyanav. Every binyanav you can say that. I can't learn out from it because it's a chiddush. I forget, we do learn it out, and then it's not a chiddush.
We're not learning Basar B'Cholov anywhere else.
Chumr from Basar B'Cholov. Chumr from Basar B'Cholov. We could learn out. Can't we not? Kulos from Basar B'Cholov. No, I can't. From Basar B'Cholov. By all, Basar B'Cholov is not a chiddush. Basar B'Cholov is not a chiddush. So, and it says by Basar B'Cholov that it's a field of be'alaf le'bottle. Then the chayru who didn't call it terkulos is be'alaf le'bottle. That's the chayru. The Basar B'Cholov is not a chiddush. Then if by Basar B'Cholov it's a field of be'alaf le'bottle, then from Basar B'Cholov we'll learn out to everywhere else. Since Basar B'Cholov is not a chiddush, we'll learn out to everywhere else. It's a field of be'alaf le'bottle. So we're going to live in a universe in which there's no such thing as bittul roiv except by Zroya B'Sheila. So in Zroya B'Sheila, the fact that ain't mevatel issur l'chatchila is not a kula. Maybe it's not a chiddush, except in the fact that it has bittul. No, zanu donim. That's what we'll learn out from Zroya B'Sheila. There is bittul hechad l'katayim mishtayim. That's what Rashi says. Yeah, in Chesed, I think it's plausible. It's just, I don't know. Maybe that's the right answer. Let's see if I turn the Gemara. So the Gemara, Rav Omer le'nitzuch el tamki k'de b'kotshem osik ha'mashman d'hoch l'shar. V'lig m'nei gol yichon ha'gabichat eskola sh'yigib sar yikta shdiyiz k'moyash imsul t'ipostum sher t'yoch l'kachom ha'shadot. Same thing. And here in Yishish. Look, Rashi, the Tam Kik, nice and Tam, Kimla the Osir the Kotchim, Kikar Mam, Kiike Mam Moshe Shalissa. We have the same Moshe in Psachim. Tam Kiike, Kiike Mam Moshe Shalissa. The whole Milsik Tani Zel, the Mitu Shah Kotchim. The Heta Boma Chalissa is that in Kotchim you have Tam Kiike, by Joya Bishela we don't worry about Tam Kiike. Aval Chulin Shapa Gamini Mene Lamea Vishishim, but the Tuna Mea Vishishim we learn out. So Kimla and Yachirab Melahatis the Botli Beruba, Yachirab Melahatis the Hachmed, the little bottle, a little bit male. Or male of the Shishim. Rashi goes on and says, for Rova, less the Tam Kikke Bechulim. The Lashon of Rova is that Tam Kikke is by Kotshim. So Rashi and Zayik, Vice Dois Rashi, that Rova holds that by Chulim is not in a Tam Kikke. Kilim Mefarish for Ozil, Dimidiraisi Beruba bottle. That's the Hemshechel Gemara. That Zroya Beshela is telling me a Chumrah. Because the alma beruba bottle. So you see that lashon beruba bottle means that you don't need that. There's no problem with tam kikka. Bittul great means we're not worried about tam kikka. By kotchim there's no tam kikka. By chulin there's no din of tam kikka. Ela midrabanan. Tam kikka is only midrabanan. The chenami shaminu Rav Yochanan maseches avodazara called shetaim v'leim mamashe and leikin olav. That's Rashi Shita. There Rav Yochanan avodazara says taim v'leim mamashe and leikin olav. Hold so tam kikka is a Rabbana. Yeah, we spoke with this, so we learned a lot. What's derived from Rabbi Yochanan? Maybe time of Mamashe and Lekin Olov is because there's no Shia Kazayas. But who says that he doesn't know from Tam Kikker? Maybe time of Lekin Olov, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, time of Mamashe and Lekin Olov is El Kazayas between Achilles Bas. Time of Mamashe and Lekin Olov. So Rashi learns, what's the difference between, what is the meaning of time of Mamashe versus time of Mamashe? Just the translation of the words Mamashe. What does Rashi learn? What? Nimayach. Time in Moshe means it was not Nimayach, time in Moshe was Nimayach. So maybe, Rashi, so it says, time in Eloi Moshe and Leikin Olav. So Rashi says, because Tam Kikker is the Rabbanon. What's the right Tam Kikker is the Rabbanon? Maybe the reason why you're not Leikin is because you don't have a Kazayas. So the answer is two things. I think there's two answers. Answer number one, Rashi holds from Nepach. So if Tam Kikker will be the Raisa, then it will be Nepach and you would have a Kazayas. That's number one. Number two, I don't even need that. Since Rashi holds the difference between Mamoshi and not Mamoshi is Nimoyach versus Loi Nimoyach. So when the Gemara said, by Taimei Umamoshi Vezel Pekzayis Bechay Achilles Pas, that's not the translation of Mamoshi, like Rabbi Chaim Kohen Mamoshi learns, or Rabbi Noel Yo in the Tosfos. That's not the translation of Mamoshi, that's a separate condition. Taimei Umamoshi, where it was not Nimoyach, is Loika on condition that there was a Kazayis Bechay Achilles Pas. In which case, when Rabbi Yochanan said that Taimei Veloi Mamoshi is not Loika, means under the same conditions, because you can't change your conditions. So if time of Moshe is loike on condition that there's a kezayis b'tei achilas pras, that means that time of loy Moshe is not loike, even if there's a kezayis b'tei achilas pras. That means that you have a kezayis. So if you have a kezayis, why are you talking not loike? The answer is because since it's loy Moshe, so it's called tam, because that's Rashi Shita, that nimoyach is called time of loy Moshe, and time of loy Moshe is since time is not like it. But what I mean, I the time is mugash. The answer is time kikker derabbanan. I don't care that time is mugash. Time is only derabbanan. Derais is after Rabbi Lahatis. Time in Mamoshi apparent. So why is time in Mamoshi like it when it's not nimayach? You have to say like the Ramban says that time in Mamoshi is more chomer. Time in Mamoshi is not called time kikker. Time Mamoshi is not time. That's Mamoshi shalissa. Kikker Mamoshi shalissa. But nimayach is not Mamoshi shalissa. That's called time. And even though the Maaseh is a Kazayis of it, it's Nimayach, you have a Kazayis of Nimayach. Doesn't matter, that's the rule, and that's what you see in Rav Yochanan, that since it's Nimayach, it's not called Mamoshi Shalissar, and if it's not called Mamoshi Shalissar, even though you have a Kazayis with Teyach Yilis Pas, nonetheless you're not like it. Apparently Rav Yochanan is Tamkikah Derabonah. Rashi goes on and says, Mahodi Yafin Lai B'Psochem, he works through the drushes. That we're not going to crawl into so much. There's ways to work out the drushes that I don't have to learn out the kolot harkula. The tam is keiker. It's only by nazir Either it's only by Nosir and Gili Nochem and the Shneksu and Bam Kechod, Or it's only by Gili Nochim, and that's a Chiddushu, and by Nosir doesn't even say it, it's talking about Hetem Staf Lisser, which is different entirely. So there's no limud of Hetem Staf Lisser, and that's the Shita of Amaroi Basroi. Yeah. In fact, so we already spoke by Arichos, what about Abai? Abai is also from Amaroi Basroi. So does he hold from time? Does he hold from Tam Kikr? Does he not hold from Tam Kikr? On the one hand, Rankuv Ches, Rabbi says, Time Vilim Moshe's Deraisa. Apparently, he does hold from Tam Kikr. The Rashba and the Torah's Habayis quotes B'Shem Rashi that Tam Kikr is Derabbanon because Hilchus HaKirova B'Yal Kegam, and this is Hilchus HaKirova against Habayi Levar M'Yal Kegam, and this is not from the Yal Kegam. So the way he's goes that in Rashi. Then it's before Rashi that Habayi does hold from Tam Kikr. On the other hand, Rashi over here says that Amarei Basroi don't hold from Tam Kikr. And moreover, if Habayi holds from Tam Kikr, Rabbi holds from Tam Kikr, so then how come he didn't learn that that's the Hetem Abba Mechalissa? Which is anyway a kasha. Rabbi holds from Tam Blim and Moshe Deraisa. So why didn't he say that that's the Hetem Abba Mechalissa? So this is what I said, what we said, we worked out the other day. That according to Abaye, it's Muchach that we don't say, according to Abaye, the Basu the Chalav is not a Chiddush, and we need to learn that from Zroya B'Shelo, that Hecha the Lekha Taimu Mishtaria, it's Muchach that Zroya B'Shelo is called Lekha Taimu. Why is it lack of time? It's nice and time. The answer is because it's minimum meaning, we don't say right. So Meremela, this is nothing to do with time kicker. It's minimum meaning, by minimum meaning, there's no time kicker. Bravo apparently holds that we do say right, or at least he learns in this price that we do say right. You say right, and then it's a case of time kicker. Yeah, that's the theory that we already said. Okay, let's go back to Ravina Omar Lenisuch Lamokim Chatach. The Omer Mokim Chatach Bi'alma Osu V'Ochoshoi. Finis Ha'om Nub Shat in the Vaisa. The Heta Abo Mechalisir is talking about a different Alokim Tarim. Heta Abo Mechalisir is Le'inin Mokim Chatach. What's Mokim Chatach? So Zot Rashi, Le Mokim Chatach. The Ba'alma Bechol Issi V'Heta HaMechuborim. Whenever you have Issi V'Heta, but they're organically connected, they're attached to each other. Kigoyin Ha'isi Ubris Yodoi, Ukin Abraham Adulto, the rule in general is when you have Isser Veheter HaMechubar and you cut them apart, the Mokem HaChatach, even on the Heter side, is also. And by Zroya B'Shela, that's the Gzeis HaKosu, that the Mokem HaChatach is the Mokem HaChatach is Mut. That's a Rashi. Taisis Chaylik. Taisis says, when Yisrael Mokem HaChatach, first he quotes Rashi, So what's with the Mokem HaChatach? So he says, Mutter. Same as by Zoray V'Shel, it's Mutter. Dolei Ashkik and Chor, B'Zoray V'Shel, Yesim Yishar Kodshim. We don't find Exer Sekosim, we know that Zoray V'Shel has a special Heter. So if Mokem HaChatach is also by the Chazor V'Shel, so it should be also by Zoray V'Shel too. Where does Saint Torah that Zoray V'Shel is special in this regard? Torah says, V'Lokach HaKoy HaKoy in Zoray V'Shel in Ayel. But there's no addressing the Mokem HaChatach any more than by Chazor V'Shel. So Torah says, Mokem HaChatach is always Mutter. If there's a limit, so let's ask the Zoyim Shel too. The Torah said you take off the chazir, you take off the sheik, you take off the zoya, and the Torah doesn't say you have to scrape off the mokam hachatach. The mokam hachatach is always mutter. The other omer hacha the bi'alma osur, that the gemara that the gemara over here says. The ba'alma also, the ba'alma doesn't mean literally ba'alma. Ba'alma means haynu be'ever shiyotzu lechutz only by the specific din of haytzi ubers yodei bechutz, where the Gemara Tak has this drasha from Parso that the mokem chatach is also. So that particular case has an issue mokem chatach. The hocha shori bechalakotchim ashenke by zroi b'sheila and everything else. It's hetabom mechalisa, and we don't have to worry about the mokem chatach. That's where the Gemara is not busy with the mechazus and so on, because the chatchil, the whole din of makom chatach being osur, is only limited to chaytzi uberis yodai, and there's no application to everything else. Rashi that the way. Mechaykes Rashi and Tosis. Because Rashi refers the makom chatach to be alma bechol isur veheter mechubar. Rashi says that makom chatach is mutter, not by everything. I mean, makom chatach rather is osur, not only by chaytzi uberis yodai. But by kol isim hetam mechubar, kigayin haytziu b'zyadoi ukigayin Abraham adulto. But Rashi says it's kol isim hetam mechubar. Some mechazav v'sheik also. Ukraminu beherek behema amikasha. So what's this about? This makom chatach. Let's see a little bit the background. What is this about? So here we have to jump in blue to behema kasha. The din is like this. The din is that when you shecht an animal, so the shechit of the mother is matir the uber. And you could eat the uber afterwards, even without shkita, you could eat the uber. I mean, the rice anyway. Shkita, the mother, is mahani for the uber, for the vlad. However, if the uber was haitzi was yodai, says the Mishnah, then the yad, it becomes awesome. The Moritz Mavur, that even if he retracts the yad back in, doesn't matter, since the yad was yotze lechutz, it remains also. Merlin learns it out from a pasuk u'bosse basal the treifel loisachelu, which is a pasuk that has many layers of meaning. One of the meanings of the pasuk, Gemara says, is that kevin she yotze basal lechutz lemechitzasai hariz asur. And since this yad was yotze lechutz to the mechitza of the beis harechem, is the mechitza within which we have this heter that the shkita and the shkita of the mother helps for the vlad. If he was yotze chutz lemechitzasai, you lose the heter. And where does the heter itself come from? So the Gemara says, we learn that from a pasuk that behemoth the behemoth. What's the whole pasuk? The chol behemoth mafreses parsha v'shasas shesh shtei proses malas geira ba behemoth isu techelu. So the Gemara dashes the behemoth at the beginning of the pasuk with the ba behemoth at the end, to learn a drasha that behema ba behema the shechita is matter. The behema that's in the behema, meaning the uber, the shechita is matter the uber. That's only the uber that didn't come out. But the part of the uber that came out, if the head came out, that's mamshal leida, then the whole animal becomes awesome. But if only the yad came out, so the yad is basa basa the treifa, was yotze chutz to mechitzas. But everything else is mut. Gemara says, in the beginning of behema makasha, let's say the uber was hoisiyas yodai, and I cut it off while the hand was outside. So that hand is also. And not only is the hand also, but the mokum echatach on the inside, on the rest of the behemoth, the mokum echatach is also also. So Rashi is masbir, because even though the mokum echatach is not yotzeh chutz l'mechitzosei, it doesn't have the chalois isra of yotzeh chutz l'mechitzosei, that mokum echatach never left the beis harechem. But it doesn't have the heter of behema by behema either, because it's not, since the it's on the base, it's on the entrance, on the portal of the base harechem, so it's not in the behema. It's not out, but it's not in. It's the mokum echatach. So since it's not on the outside, it's not called basal de trefa. But since it's not on the inside either, so it doesn't have the chalois iser of yotze chutz l'mechitzosei, but it doesn't have the heter of behema by behema. So the mokum echatach is also. That's only if it wasn't withdrawn back into the animal. But if it was pulled back into the animal, the mokum echatach, or the mokum echatach with the hand even, so then the mokum echatach becomes mutter. The hand remains also forever because it was yotze chutz l'mechitzosei. Once it was yotze chutz l'mechitzosei, it was chalad the iser of baser basar tefil. But the mokum echatach was never yotze chutz l'mechitzosei, and it was never yotze l'chutz. So it doesn't have the chalais iser of yotze chutz l'mechitzosei. But while it was on the beis harechem, it wasn't inside, it didn't have the matir behemah b'behemah. So if you shechted it right away while the mokum echatach was pressed up against the outside, the opening of the beis harechem, so there's no matir. But once it came back in, so then it's back into behemah b'behemah. And it wasn't chalad any iser, it wasn't yotze chutz l'mechitzosei, therefore the mokum echatach reverts to being mutter. The yad is also forever. But the mokum echatach reverts to being reverts to being mutter. That's what emerges from the Gemara in Samaches Amud Aleph. And then the Gemara in Samaches Amud Beis has a drasha, parsha, process, which I don't remember now the details of the drasha, which Tosis is referencing, that teaches me this halacha about the Mokam HaChatach being awesome. But the lundus of it is the way Rashi explains the Samaches, is the way I explain. The boss of the yad, when it goes out, is Yotze Chusl Mechitzhase, that's an issue forever. The Mokam HaChatach is not Yotze Lechutz, but it's not behemah but behemah either. So while it's there, it's osur. While it's on the entranceway, it's osur. But if it comes back in, then it becomes mutter. That's the chumrah din of mokum mechatach. So chumrah is shaliyah. Rashi Bila says that this din of Mokam HaChatach being Osir is not limited to Haitzi Ul Bersh Yodak. It's a general din of all Isser Heta Mechubarim, that Mokam HaChatach is Osir. How could that be? The din that Mokam HaChatach is Osir is only when the Mokam HaChatach is on the Beis HaRechem. It's pressed up against the Pesach of the Beis HaRechem. So then it lacks the Behemah of the Behemah. That's why it's Osir. It's Osir because it lacks the Behemah of the Behemah. When the Uber brings his hand back in, the Mokam HaChatach becomes mutter. What do you mean? It's still Isser HaTam Mechubar. The Yad is Osir. The rest of the blood is mutter. The Mokam HaChatach is Mokam Isser HaTam Mechubar. And it's mutter. It's only Osir if you shechted the animal while the hand was sticking out, because then the Mokam HaChatach is not inside the Behemah, so it lacks in Behemah by Behemah. But the minute the Uber withdraws his hand, that's the first sugya there in Behemah Makasha. It's Kedai to see inside. The first sugya there in Behemah Makasha, the first sugya, the first few lines of the Gemara, it's not hard Gemara. When the Yad comes back in, so the Mokam HaChatach becomes mutter. Why is it mutter? It's Isser V'Hetam Mechubarim. So the Chor, you see that the problem is not Isser V'Hetam Mechubarim. The problem is that the Mokam HaChatach is not Behemah by Behemah, while the Mokam HaChatach is flush up, pressed up against the outside, so it lacks in Behemah by Behemah. The minute it comes back in, so it reverts to being Behemah by Behemah. So then the Yad is also, because it's also a sort of Teifa, but the rest of the Uber is Mutter, and the Mokam HaChatach is also Mutter. So where do you see in the Din of Behemah, even by Haitzi Uber is Yodhi itself, I don't see anything about Isavet HaMechubarim that the Mokam HaChatach is also. Even by Haitzi Uber is Yodhi itself, it's not because the Isavet HaMechubarim, it's because the Mokam HaChatach is not Behemah by Behemah. So what's Pshat in Agamor? Agamor says, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that Mokam HaChatach is also because it's Isser V'Heta Mechubarim, and it's a general rule that when you have Isser V'Heta Mechubarim, so the Mokam HaChatach is also. How do you read the Gemara over there? And even the Tosfos is Chalek in Rashi, and who says that Mokam HaChatach is not a general rule, it's only also by Haitzi Uber Es Yodhi. But even the Tosfos is Mavur, that the reason why Haitzi Uber Es Yodhi is also is because it's called the Mokam HaChibur, and that there's something analogous in Zoya, there's some analogous case in Zoya B'Shel, except that since it's exerced a kosov, Haitzur was Yodoy, it's not exerced a kosov elsewhere, so elsewhere the Mokam Isser Heter Mechubarim is Mutter, and by Haitzur was Yodoy, the Mokam Chibur Isser Heter is also. But even in Tosfos it sounds like there is some Mokam HaChatach Nidoin, that's the same Nidin in both, it just happens to be with Darshan process that by Uber it's also and elsewhere it's Mutter. Even by Uber, it's not really a din in Mokam HaChatach per se, because it's an Isser V'Heta Mechubarim. Once the Uber brings his hand back in, then the Mokam HaChatach is mutter even by the Uber. So why was it also when the hand was out? Only because it's not Behemah but Behemah. It's not really because of the Mechubar to the Zroya. It's because the Mokam HaChatach itself is not inside the Behemah. So even if he tells, what are you calling? It's not Mokam. It's not Heter Abba Mechalisser. What does that have to do with Heter Abba Mechalisser? Zroya B'Shelah doesn't have. But Mokam HaChatach is mutter even by the Uber when the hand is inside. Isser V'Heta Mechubarim is not a problem even by an Uber. Haitzi Uber is Yodoy, and then you shechted the animal. So then there's an issue with the Mokam HaChatach, but not because there's a chibur between Isser and the Heter, just because it's not Behemah but Behemah. So it's not, and that has no analog by Zroya B'Shelah. So what is it? It's not even Heter but Mechalissa. So even if you touch this, it's problematic. But if you Rashi Lachas Kama V'Chama, Rashi learns that Aliba de Emes. It says in the Din of Mokam HaChatach that in Kol HaTorah Kula, except for Zroya B'Shelah, Mokam Isser V'Heta Mechubarim is also. Why? Even in Zoya, it doesn't say it in Zoya B'Shelah. It says in Zoya B'Shelah that the Mokam HaChatach is also because it's not Behemah B'Behemah. Right now, it doesn't have the Heter Shechita. If it comes back in, it'll get back the Heter Shechita. Even though it's still Mokam Isser V'Heter Mechubar. That's the problem. I'm going to leave you to think about this problem. I sent you a shtickle Torah. It's not my shtickle Torah. It's a shtickle Torah from Rabbi Shaya Kosovsky. He's from the Big Lemdom in Yerushalayim. This happens to be my cousin. But he's mamish from the Big Lemdom in Yerushalayim. And he has a very nice shtickle Torah about this. So if you want, you can look through it. I'll tell you, Mr. Shem, next time.